Mayor Ricky Williams Jr. explains how the city plans to use the money.
One is infrastructure in the neighborhood, so for roads, sidewalks, sewer, things like that. Also, the other big thing is housing, helping people improve their homes, but also eliminating blight and getting rid of the bad houses in this area.
Congresswoman Robin Kelly was in Danville Wednesday and delivered an oversized $850,000 check to the mayor in a ceremony at Logan Avenue and Chandler Streets. But Kelly said it might be months before the money actually arrives. Representative Kelly also said she's looking forward to the improvements in that area of Danville.
You know, when people feel good, if a neighborhood looks good, you know, people want to move in, people don't want to move out, and, you know, it also stirs other things like economic development and things like that. And, you know, we want people to be proud of where they live, you know, where they live, work, and play, because it's very close to the hospital, too.
The area targeted for the improvements is bounded by Main Street on the south, Williams Street on the north, Gilbert Street on the east, and Logan Avenue on the west. Mayor Williams notes that part of the efforts will focus on linking the Madison Square area with Ellsworth Park.
So we've been working with Carl on the possibility of tying in a trail. We already have a trail going down to Ellsworth, but it's not directly connected to this neighborhood. We want to connect it to this neighborhood. Also, everyone knows that our long-term goal is to get the Kickapoo Rail Trail going into Ellsworth Park. So if it does, then you would be able to go all the way from Urbana to downtown Danville, which would be awesome.
Wednesday's check presentation was done near the Carl and Christie at the Riverfront medical offices. I'm Bill Pickett.